Alibi, written by Joseph Cannon, read by Adam Sims.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. After the war, my mother took a house in Venice. She'd gone first to Paris, hoping to pick up the threads of her old life, but Paris had become grim, grumbling about shortages, even her friends worn and evasive. The city was still at war, this time with itself and everything she'd come back for, the big flat on the Rue de Bac, the cafes, the market on the Raspail, memories all burnished after 5 years to a rich glow, now seemed pinched and sour, dingy under a permanent cover of gray cloud. After 2 weeks, she fled south. Venice, at least, would look the same, and it reminded her of my father, the early years when they idled away afternoons on the Lido and danced at night. In the photographs, they were always tanned, sitting on beach chairs in front of striped changing huts, clowning with friends, everyone in caftans or bulky one-piece woolen bathing suits. Cole Porter had been there, writing patter songs, and since my mother knew Linda, there were a lot of evenings drinking around the piano, that summer when they just married. When her train from Paris finally crossed over the lagoon, the sun was so bright on the water that for a few dazzling minutes, it actually seemed to be that first summer. Bertie, another figure in the Lido pictures, met her at the station in a motorboat, and as they swung down the Grand Canal, the sun so bright, the palazzos as glorious as ever, the whole improbable city just the same after all these years, she thought she might be happy again.